The issue is really finding a hook, finding something that actually appeals to people personally so that they can relate to art, and that's, you know, always been an obstacle. So, you know, once upon a time before photography, art was very important to people because it was the only means we had of actually visually recording things. Of course, those days are long gone and people have got their little cameras and even now their little digital cameras, and they can capture scenes that way. So in a way, we need, you know, new hooks in order to draw people's attention to art and in order to make it interesting and engaging for them.
My name is Paul Leonard. I'm head of sponsorship at BT. The survey commissioned by BT Open World demonstrated that one in 10 of us never go to an art gallery, though interestingly enough, half of us would wish to go to art galleries if they were more accessible to us. There are only so many art galleries around the UK, and one of the things that we've demonstrated with Tate Online is that you've made art accessible to more and more people. More people want to find some satisfaction from the art, and of course the research has shown us that one in three people actually would take an interest in art using the web.
I mean, it's true to say that some people are a little intimidated by art galleries. Some people are a little frightened to ask what they may see as very basic, perhaps stupid questions. But, you know, people aren't afraid to ask stupid questions to computers. They might be a little frightened of computers, but assuming that we can get past that obstacle, once people are working with the web, they're happy to kind of ask away and explore away and follow their nose. So the Tate's collection, for instance, becomes very much more accessible. One of the things that we found out through BT's research is that with Turner, for instance, actually 4 out of 5 people not only know who he is, but they know that he was a landscape painter. So that's really quite surprising.
I think it's 30,000 of Turner's hidden collection have been put online. That's expanded Tate's online gallery to over 50,000 pieces altogether. But it's a lot of hard work, and it's something like 150 pieces a day of being captured on camera and film and then transferred to the gallery.
To get the Turner bequest online, it's really been a massive challenge for Tate. What we've been able to do, thankfully, is to get support from the Heritage Lottery Fund to support a long-term digitisation initiative called Tate Insight. And essentially what we do is we capture all the works through digital camera. We've been able to create a digital resource of those images that will be useful to us for many years to come. The key thing being, of course, that they're instantly published on our website. The Turner bequest has been in the care of Tate for the last 150 years. However, the only way of viewing it would have been to make an appointment and to come into the print rooms and ask to look at these objects. That's fine if you're a Turner scholar and you know that they exist in the first place and you know which questions to ask. But for the average man in the street, you know, you're not going to have a clue that this material exists. You'll just know of Turner through the wonderful oil paintings that are on the wall, and it wouldn't occur to you that there's all this other material. So a key thing with the website really is that it actually informs you where this stuff is and how you can get in to see it.
I think it's one of BT's ambitions to make art accessible to everybody by using its technology and demonstrating its capability. BT Open World is our internet division, and we use their skills and their technology to get into people's homes to make art accessible to them all, wherever you happen to be.